It's been a, you know, an interesting journey. I've lost 29 pounds as of this morning. And so it's been a slowly, you know, and it's been a progression over, this is my second round of your program. You know, the first round I lost a lot of weight pretty fast. And then the second 3 months here has been a kind of a slower process, but it's also been more putting on muscle. And so it's kind of been more a moderation kind of progress. So the first part was losing a lot of the weight, and now it's been building back the muscle and, you know, working out heavier weights and building and that type thing. And, you know, and I'm wanting to do a weightlifting competition here in the fall. And so I'm kind of wanting to bulk up and build up more muscle and be able to lift heavier and heavier. And the amazing thing is I've lost the 29 pounds, but you know, my deadlift is still pretty much where it was when I was a lot heavier. So my ratio of what I'm lifting has actually gone up considerably.
You were just listening to Deanne, a legendary Lean member who's come on to share her success story. What's up, my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm your host, celebrity trainer and high-performance health coach, Ted Rice. This is a podcast for men and women looking to boost their energy and upgrade their health. So get ready to learn proven health, fitness, and mindset strategies to unlock your full potential. And I'm coming at you with a very interesting episode. I have Deanne, who is a 54-year-old woman from Kentucky who works as a researcher in one of the labs there in the University of Kentucky. And she was a member of, and still is a member of, Legendary Lean. And she made some incredible progress. In fact, you can see her before and after photos on legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching. She made such great progress. She's lost over 20 pounds in the program. She went from not being able to do any pull-ups to doing, I think she said, 8 or 9 pull-ups when she tried, and she freaked herself out with how many pull-ups she did after not having done them in a while. And she talks also about how she tried different approaches to her nutrition and to lose body fat and to ramp up her exercise routines. But it wasn't until she found Legendary Lean and joined the program and went through the program that she got these amazing results. So I'm not going to talk too much more about it, but you get to hear another person's experience in Legendary Lean. And one of the reasons we are putting this up right now is because I have a very special announcement. We are launching our last round of Legendary Lean for 2018. So if you have been listening to Todd, Tim, Art, Sarah, Kevin, all the before and afters who've shared their success story on the podcast, and you want a dramatic transformation before the new year, new you craziness starts, well, I've got news for you. We are launching two different groups. We are launching one on August 6th and one on August 20th. But here's the thing, no matter when you start, there's only 10 spots available because from the last group, a lot of them are continuing on in the program. Many of people do that, and some people, it's even their third time in the program. It's been so successful with consistently getting people results. So if you want this, if you're ready for this, if you don't want to be one of those people who wait till the end of the year, now's the time to sign up. In August, I know some people are on vacation, so we've decided to open two groups, but again, there's only 10 spots available. That's all we can take on right now. And if you're interested, if you're one of the people who waits till the new year, new you, well, we're going to be raising the price for the New Year's rush. So this is your last chance to get in Legendary Lean at this price and get the results that everyone is talking about. If you want results like you've been hearing from these success stories, go to www.legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching and sign up now. I understand if you're still on the fence. I know there's a lot of programs out there that promise great results and don't deliver. But don't take my word for it. Let's step into this conversation with Deanne and hear about her experience in the program. Hi, Deanne. Thanks for coming on and doing this today.
Hi, Ted. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's morning for you. It is 8 p.m. here in Phuket, Thailand. And where are you at right now?
I'm in Lexington, Kentucky. Beautiful day and sunny and nice hair today. So
excellent. And Deanne, I asked you to come on today because you have made some incredible progress in the Legendary Lean program. And I thought it would just be inspiring and for others to hear your story. And I'm personally interested. We've had a lot of back and forth online through the app. We've had a lot of text conversation, but this is our first time ever getting to speak with one another.
Yeah, it's great to finally be able to talk to you and finally see what, be able to conversation with you. Yeah, I've started and, you know, this was an interesting journey going, talking to you and, you know, your advice and stuff online has been great. And as the program's gone along and, you know, it's kind of, you know, I've 54 years old and, you know, I work in a lab in the University of Kentucky. And so it's kind of interesting kind of doing the work there. And then kind of, I try to look at it from my life perspective and the research that I do and kind of use it in my training and that type thing. I started out at 37 years old when I was over 220 pounds at that time. And I kind of got into weightlifting and kind of lost some weight and different things. And so it's been kind of a long journey and different things into where I am today and doing different things like that.
Yeah. And that's so interesting. And you shared some of the photos. You shared a photo of me from a while back where you were quite, you know, a lot heavier, a lot different looking, I should say, than you look now. But you've made such an incredible transformation in the program. And you mentioned that you tried some things before in the past. What are some of the things that you've tried before?
You know, I kind of came into it doing just trying to do exercise and, you know, not really moderating my diet and that type of thing as much. And then it worked for a little while. I lost some weight, but I never could lose a whole lot. And, you know, my goal was, is I have a small farm and my trying to have the energy and the strength to do the farming and that type of thing has really been one of the motivations for me to do the exercise. And then finally I had to give in and finally start moderating my diet. And, you know, I kind of did a little of everything over the years. You know, I've tried cutting back on the calories. I tried, you know, probably about a month, I tried the ketogenic diet. And, you know, there's different things that I've tried here and there. And so it's been kind of an interesting progress. And then finally, with your program, it kind of made a lot more sense, you know, the calories in, calories out. So it made more sense to finally kind of sit down and then have a higher protein seemed to really balance what I needed in my diet and that part, you know, and it's really helped to kind of bring the program together. So basically, the workout with the diet has really been a beneficial type thing.
Yeah, and it's so important. So many people, I think we get caught up in just one area. Like you'll see all the arguments. You mentioned you tried the ketogenic diet. It's a super popular diet right now.
Right.
Works for a lot of people, but it's usually all these different factors working together
right.
that people don't talk about. It's not just cutting out the carbs.
Right.
How is your results with the ketogenic diet, by the way? Because that's something a lot of people try. It's a very hot thing right now. What did you do and how was Legendary Lean different?
You know, when you did the ketogenic, if you watched the calories, it worked. If you watched your calories and kept them low, but if you let your diet, if you kind of didn't pay attention to the calories and just ate whatever you could, then it didn't work. It pretty much, you know, a lot of their thing was is you'd have a longer gap in time. So you'd have interval eating and that type of thing. And that type of thing would work, but it was still basically calories in, calories out. And your program, you know, allowed, you know, you kind of watched the diet more and pretty much kept the protein level and lowered the fat. And it actually worked out better by doing that because you were able to eat more food consistently through the day instead of having to skip like breakfast or that type of thing.
That's such a good point. Nobody has ever talked about that, but
Yeah. I mean, and the calories is such a not a hot, like, it's not a popular thing to talk about. Everybody likes to, hey, if we just eat fat, you'll burn fat. But like you said, it really comes down to this energy balance thing.
Right.
And you just made a great observation, because not to get too nerdy here, but there's 9 calories per gram of fat.
Right.
And fat really doesn't fill you up much if you're going to have like a tablespoon of olive oil or coconut oil.
Right.
And that's going to be quite a lot of energy versus the 4 calories per gram of protein or carbs. It's just like you said, you got to eat a lot more food. You didn't have to skip any meals. Right. Can you talk a little bit about the results? So how much weight have you lost? What have the results been like with the workouts? And beyond just the physical, what has changed in you psychologically, your outlook on life? Talk about that for us.
So it's been an interesting journey. I've lost 29 pounds as of this morning. And so it's been a slowly, wow. And it's been a progression over, this is my second round of your program. You know, the first round I lost a lot of weight pretty fast. And then the second 3 months here has been a kind of a slower process, but it's also been more putting on muscle. And so it's kind of been more of a moderation kind of progress. So the first part was losing a lot of the weight, and now it's been building back the muscle and, working out heavier weights and building and that type thing. And I'm wanting to do a weightlifting competition here in the fall. And so I'm kind of wanting to bulk up and build up more muscle and be able to lift heavier and heavier. And the amazing thing is I've lost the 29 pounds, but, my deadlift is still pretty much where it was when I was a lot heavier. So my ratio of what I'm lifting has actually gone up considerably. So, that's been an incredible thing to be able to say, and most people, when you lose a lot of weight, you also reduce how much you're able to lift. So this has been amazing results to being able to do that. And, my body fat is down to 24%. I haven't been under 25%. My goal was to make sure that I got, the healthy weight of a 25%. I was 54, I'm actually under that. And, it's amazing. The energy has come up and, I'm able to do things. And it just seems like as my body, I have more balance to be able to move. It isn't necessarily the fact that I'm able, I was always physically active and that type of thing, but to be able to move and the balance to do things that, to reach down and pick up things or to actually be on the floor and then come back up to my feet, just be able to walk my hands back and be able to stand up and have the flexibility. And, at 54, it's pretty incredible. Most people can have a hard time getting off the floor, but, I can push myself up and come up to my feet. So
I love that, Deanne. It's something that I think it's one of those small little things that happen to us as we get older and we start to lose those abilities and we chalk it up to age, when in reality, it just has to do with how we're taking care of our bodies, the type of exercise we're doing, how frequently we're doing it, how much excess weight we're carrying around. So I love hearing that.
Right.
Just to give people some perspective. Now, you said weightlifting competition, but you mean powerlifting or Olympic weightlifting?
It'd be more powerlifting. I'm in the National Strength Athletic Association. It's the NSA or the NASA Association. And it's a power thing. So it's a bench press, deadlift, and curls. And actually, what I'm looking at is the curl record, the national one in my weight class is what I'm kind of shooting for. It's at pretty much about 90, 95 pounds. So I'm shooting for 100 pounds to be able to curl, hopefully at about a weight of a 123. So,
wow. I don't think I could do that. I definitely can't do it right now. As you know, I kind of tweaked my back a little bit. Yeah. But what I wanted to talk about was, so just so people understand, what you had said was, and this kind of common in powerlifting circles, is that you got to get big to lift those heavy weights, and that puts you in a different weight class, and that there's just this mentality of powerlifters that you got to be kind of big, but also kind of fat,
right,
and out of shape,
right,
but very, very strong. And what you did was you lost a bunch of fat that wasn't helping your health. And then you discovered now you're in a much lower weight category, but you're lifting, you're still putting up the numbers that you did before. So it makes it a much easier situation. So you're not competing against the bigger people. You're competing against people.
Correct.
So that's just so cool. Just wanted to point that out for people in case they're not familiar with the powerlifting scene.
Correct. Yeah. It's basically the extra weight wasn't really benefiting my weightlifting at all. You know, if I can still lift the same weight and still be a lot lighter. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's been a benefit to overall my percentage of what I can lift goes up, which is what they look at in the lifting.
Yeah. And Deanne, I want to ask you, you mentioned the mobility thing, which is so important. And it's something that a lot of people have trouble with. Even people like yourself, you said you've been very active. You're obviously very strong. And you were still having problems like getting on and off the floor and bending down to pick up things. What was the part of the program that helped you with that particular mobility issue you were dealing with?
I think your activation and warm-ups and that type of thing, and where you've taken me through different steps where you kind of walk through, like you started at the start where, especially like doing chin-ups and stuff, we started out doing things with the lats and that type of thing and worked up to assisted pull-ups and then to regular pull-ups. And it's the same with the activation stuff. You started out doing activation stuff that was kind of more a minimal type thing, and then we've increased with bands and that stuff. And so the activation has really helped. You know, I had a lot of problems with my hip flexion and that type of thing, and doing like squats and stuff. And your program with your activation and stuff has really helped my flexibility there, allowed me to get a lot lower in the squats than I had in a long time, because I had some injuries and stuff in my lower back and stuff that was basically had caused that to kind of all tighten up and wasn't being very flexible. And I've slowly worked that out. And so now I'm able to start finally get to where the low depth that I need in my, like my squats. And so now I can start adding back on the weight and start building that back up where I hadn't been able to in the past.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you're saying that, because I never talk about like my programs and how I write them and how I kind of write them for people, not just to get in shape, but to actually improve their bodies, to improve the mobility and to get rid of aches and pains as much as we can, of course. Right. And so thanks for sharing that. One thing I wanted to ask you too, because you freaked me out when you said this, but how many pull-ups can you do right now?
One day I was just kind of playing around. I've been doing the weighted pull-ups now. And so I've been doing your program where I've been doing like three and stuff. And so I've been able to do like three with 25 pound weight on. So one day I was just in the gym kind of waiting around, and I just grabbed a hold of the bar without anything on, and I did crank 10 out in no time. And I was so surprised by it that I let go of the bar. I probably had another couple in it. So, you know, it was amazing going from, you know, last January when I couldn't do one to being able to crank out 10 without even any problem. It's amazing.
That is amazing. I want results like that. Where do I sign up to this program?
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool, Deanne. And I, that's just so great to hear that. And from someone, I'm curious, because a lot of the people who listen to the show, they're in their 40s and 50s, and we got some people in their 20s and 30s too. But what would you say to someone who is feeling like they're not able to get back in shape or achieve the type of results that you're achieving? Like, they don't believe that it's possible. What would you say to someone like that?
You know, Ted, I listened to your podcast back in December and January before I started the program. And, you know, a lot of your philosophies kind of fall in what I believe in, you know, kind of natural type stuff and how things work. And it's been an interesting thing. You know, if you don't get the results, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, if you aren't getting the results you want, you got to change something. So when I started hearing your program and that type of thing, I says, you know, this guy seems to know kind of my philosophy. So let's try it and see what kind of results I can get there. And basically, you know, allow somebody to coach me. You know, I've been trying it on my own. I knew what to do because I lost the weight in the past and got stronger, but I wasn't getting the results anymore. As I've gotten older, my body composition's kind of changed over time. And so I wasn't getting the results I had in the past with what I was doing. So I allowed your program to kind of step in and kind of follow what you had, the philosophy there. And your program works. It gives you results, you know, and you follow the program. You know, the key is their consistency following the program. And this program will work for, I think, anybody, because you kind of step us through the steps and it's straightforward. But, you know, it's basically a dedication to the making the food and that type of thing. Every weekend, I always spend like usually a lot of time on Saturday, Sunday, fixing my meals, preparing the meals, planning the meals. And so my week, when I get there and I'm busy, the food's there and I don't have to worry about it because I followed your program, set up the food and it's there. I don't have to worry about the calories. So then it's just the week going through and getting in and doing the gym time.
Yeah, that's so important. And a lot of us, I think we get into situations where we don't plan ahead of time. And if we don't already have good habits in place where, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna have for lunch, but obviously it's gonna be lean protein and some veggies and perhaps some fruit.
Oh.
We end up reaching for something that's easy, and usually that is working against our health goals or our weight loss goals or our even our life goals.
Right.
So it's so good to hear you talk about that, because it's something that is important. And you said that consistency is key, and there's just no program. Unfortunately, I had a client way back in Miami who used to joke like, oh man, I wish I could pay you to work out and eat healthy for me. But unfortunately, that's just not an answer. But if you are looking for something that does work, we get pretty good results. And Deanne, you're just a shining example of that. I love to see it. My question for you is, you talked a little bit about what made you sign up. What would you say has changed in your life as a result of going through the program? Because you shared something with me that you're kind of considering a new career path. Can you just talk a little bit about that and whether this experience with Legendary Lean had anything to do with it? Or can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I'm thinking come next year, I want to actually do personal training. And, you know, this program has helped, you know, it's gotten me in shape and, you know, I'm consistent. And I think it's a good thing to kind of step off and to do some personal training. You know, I thought about doing it in the past, but, you know, this has been a real motivation to kind of, I can get results. I hopefully can help other people to get results. You know, my goal is I really want to help women, especially like in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, kind of turn their life around, because exercise has turned my life around. And, you know, I'd like to take that out and let that be help other people, you know, to be a motivation and increase them and be able to have their confidence. It's, you know, it's one of those things where I think exercise is one of those things that can allow you to have control of your life, and you can take that into other areas of your life. And that's kind of how I've looked at it. You know, exercise has given me some control over my life when I didn't think I had any, and been able to control my weight and exercise. And then I want to take that and allow the other people to have that experience as well.
I love that, Deanne. It's so powerful, because we talk a lot about the physical transformation. You did 10 pull-ups. You're working your way up to a 100-pound curl for this competition that you're preparing for. You've lost 29 pounds as of today, like you said. But the most important thing, all those things are external. The most important thing is how we feel. And what you said was, this feels like it gives you a feeling that you're in control of your life.
Right.
And whereas a lot of times we feel like we're out of control.
Right.
And so it's something that's so grounding and so important, and something that's the best thing I ever hear from a coaching client is what you just said. So it's just, I'm so happy that you shared that. And I hope everyone listening right now, it sinks into their brain that this is more than just about the physical transformation that happens. This is about kicking ass in life. It's about being able to go and do whatever you want, even if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s, or whatever, because you have the energy, the strength, the mental strength, the physical strength to do it.
Right.
So I'm all pumped up and inspired right now because of you, Deanne.
Thanks, Ted. It's been an honor to work with you. This has been great. I've loved your program.
I'm curious, what would you say to someone who has heard some of the other success stories? They heard Todd's story or Art's story or Rich's story or Sarah's story, and now they're hearing your story, but they're still on the fence. They, I don't know, maybe think that they're not going to get those same results, or maybe they're dealing with something else. What would you say to someone who is on the fence about joining Legendary Lean?
I think it's Legendary Lean allows you to kind of take control over what your diet and exercise program is. And so it's an investment in yourself. You got to invest in yourself. You know, there's some cost to it, and there's time cost in that as well as monetary cost. But it's definitely an investment in yourself. And I think people don't invest enough in themselves sometime. And so it's a good investment for your own well-being. And I think also it builds on your confidence. And you would be, you know, it's a program that helps you build small steps forward each week and, you know, weighing in and seeing the results. You know, it pumps you up every time you get on the scale. I usually did it every Saturday morning. I'd get on the scale and there was a result, and it'd be, you know, just one more step towards the goal. And, you know, it was a motivating factor to keep going. And, you know, it's, you know, an investment in yourself.
Yeah, an investment in yourself. And like you said, not enough people do that. We'll buy a nice car. We'll buy a nice, I don't know, new pair of jeans or a suit if you're a guy, or a dress. You'll buy a new TV. You'll go out and treat yourself to a nice meal. But none of those things really improve your life. They don't make you a person who is going to be on the next level in life. And there's only one way to do that, is through putting in the work. Unfortunately, you can't pay someone to work out for you like my client wanted, asked me to, or you know, joked about doing. You can't buy a present or a pair of shoes or a suit. You have to do the work. So it's so important. But when you do, when you invest in yourself and when you put in the effort, just amazing things happen. I have one more question for you, Deanne. What would you say to women, because you said you wanted to help women, what would you say to women who are listening right now? Maybe someone's listening, they're in their 40s or 50s, they feel like their metabolism is slowed down because of their age, they're exercising, and they feel like they're eating the right thing, but they're just not seeing results, and they're kind of maybe thinking that this is it for them, and they're not going to be able to do better than this. What would you say to someone who's in their 40s and 50s and feeling that way, to women specifically?
You know, Ted, you basically described me to a T a year ago. It basically, about this time last year, I was about 160 pounds. I'd gained about 10 pounds on, and my metabolism was slowing down. And, you know, I was going to the gym, doing the same thing, eating healthy, clean food, and I wasn't losing any weight. I was putting on weight, actually. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it's one of, you know, sometimes you have to change things up and kind of look at what you actually are doing. And I think your program kind of allowed, kind of opened my eyes. I get putting the food on a scale to start with and seeing how much food I actually was taking in. You know, I was eating healthy, but, you know, my portion size over time has increased, or, you know, it was the same, but, you know, my need for food had decreased. So my metabolism had decreased some. And so pretty much by weighing the food on your program, keeping track of it, and then also kind of changing up the exercise. You know, I really like your program where we do it online and have different exercises every 4 weeks, and being able to kind of go in and do different exercises. And it kind of, you know, you kind of changed up my program and revved up my metabolism on the program. And so it kind of really made me go, oh yeah, my intensity when I'd been working out, you know, I was lifting the same thing, but I wasn't changing my intensity. And so sometimes you increase the number of reps we're doing, and other times we decrease it and do more heavier weights. So your program, by varying that, has really helped, and I think speeded up my metabolism a lot. And so it's been a eye-opening experience because it's like, oh yeah, it's basically, especially in the gym, I realized my intensity had really fallen off there from what it had been, even though I was still going to the gym. So it's been great to go there. And, I think women at that age, I think lifting is more important as we age because we need the strength and our bone metabolism. And so it's the most, probably the best exercise. One of the problems though, a lot of women are really intimidated to go to the gym. And that's kind of why, I'm looking at doing personal training, because kind of somebody to go to the gym and kind of walk them through the gym exercises and stuff, I think will really benefit people and just get them in the gym. And once they get in there and start lifting and see the progress, it's motivation to continue and make more progress.
I love that, Deanne. And I think you are going to be a phenomenal coach and trainer, especially when you bust out 10 pull-ups. I think you'll have most of the guys like, oh, wait a minute, I can't do 10 pull-ups. And she's doing 10 pull-ups and pull-ups with her 25-pound weight and then curling 100 pounds. So that is so great to hear. And thank you so much for taking the time to share your story. Thanks for taking a chance on the program and investing with me. I know there's a lot of options out there. And, I really appreciate and acknowledge that you took the time to listen and do your research and you took the plunge. And I'm just so happy that it, worked out for everyone.
Yeah,
so thank you.
It was great. Thank you, Ted. You are amazing. And this program is great.
Thanks so much, Deanne. And I'll be speaking to you on the app.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ted.
That wraps up another episode of Legendary Life. I hope you enjoyed listening to Deanne and listening to her journey through the program. And I don't put these up just to promote the program, but I also put it up so that you can hear someone who was struggling before and what they did to finally get results and what specifically they needed to change to get the results that they now enjoy. And also the problems that came up along the way, because there's no journey to success without obstacles and adversity. I hate to be the messenger to tell you that, because it's probably not a good thing to say in my marketing. I should just say everything is so easy and all you have to do is sign up and pay me money and magic happens. But that's not the truth. The truth is that we all have to work for what we want. But the difference between getting results a lot faster, getting results at all, is usually the strategy, is having a proven system to follow. And that's why I'm so proud of Legendary Lean and all the people who've gone into it and received great results. And I don't want to take away from their efforts because the program is excellent. We've tweaked it over and over. Every time we launch another Legendary Lean, we're making improvements to it. But everyone you heard stepped up and did what they needed to do. And they had a dramatic change, not just in their body. And this is the part that I love the most, because I'm not into just how many pounds did you lose? How much weight can you lift? How many pull-ups can you do? That's all great stuff. But I'm into the transformation. I'm into what Deanne said about thinking differently about her career options and how she's willing to take a bigger risk in her life because she's accomplished so much in a few short months in Legendary Lean. It showed her that with the right information and consistent action, that so much more is possible in life than she originally thought. And if you've been listening to these success stories over and over again and hearing the same themes, I want to ask you, if you've been on the fence wanting to do this but haven't taken action yet, I want to ask you right now, how many more success stories are you going to listen to? How much more convincing I need to do? I mean, I'm going to keep the success stories and the before and afters coming, but I'm wondering about you. And if this sounds like you might be a little bit interested in it, now is the time to take action. Again, we have two groups launching, one on August 6th, one on August 20th. So we're giving a little bit of a break for those of you who are on vacation, but this is your last time. to get in Legendary Lean before the new year, new you happens, because we're raising the price. Yes, we're tweaking the program and making it better, but I'm going to have so many before and afters by that time, I can justify raising the price in addition to the improvements that I'm going to make. If you've been listening to people talk about their success stories and you've been thinking to yourself, yeah, you know, I should probably do that, but now is not the right time, but I really want to do it, but it just doesn't seem like... There's never a right time. And if you make the decision to sign up at the beginning of next year, at the beginning of 2019, you're going to pay a lot more. Why not do it now? That's what I would do. And that's what I want for you too. I don't want you to be part of the masses who make the decision to take action just because it's that time of year. I mean, I get motivated at the end of the year too, but I'm constantly taking action throughout the entire year. I'm stepping things up now. I'm doing things different now. And that's what I want from you. That's what I want for you. But I can't make you pull the trigger. However, I can tell you that there is a 100% money back guarantee in the program. If you don't get results, if we're not able to work together and you get the results that you've heard everyone talk about here and what you see on the legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching page, we'll give you your money back. You want to take all the risk away. And again, this isn't for everyone. This is for people who really want to change their body. They want to get the results. They're willing to do the work. They're just like, Ted, tell me what to do. I'm willing to put in the effort. I just need the program. I need it to work, because when I don't get results, I get frustrated. I give up. I need something to give me results, something that I can believe in, something that I can trust, and something that delivers. If that's you, sign up. Go to www.legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching and sign up now. Only 10 spots available. There's a 100% money back guarantee. I don't know what else to tell you. So I'm going to wrap this up. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned a lot. I hope you were inspired. And most importantly, I hope you take action. And especially if you've been wanting to join, but you've been on the fence. Now's the time. Take action. Be an action taker in your life. That's what I want to leave you with. Have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you soon.